Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
All right, delighted to be joined by our old pal Spike O'Sullivan to talk boxing. It's obviously been a huge week for Irish boxing, the announcement that Katie Taylor is going to headline Croke Park, what she's always wanted, and it's going to round out her career. First off, Spike, how are you, buddy? It's been a while.
Good, very good, Rory, yourself?
And good, boy. Thanks, man, for coming on with us. Look, I suppose, first off, just to talk about Katie Taylor and Croke Park, and the announcement that she's finally going to get her wish. It's a fitting end to what has been just an incredible career for Katie Taylor.
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be a historic night. The greatest female fighter of all time fighting in Croke Park, you know, emulating the greatest male to ever box, Muhammad Ali fighting there. So it's only the second time that it's ever been a boxing contest held in Croke Park. So it's fitting that it's Katie, and delighted for her. She truly deserves it, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be an incredible occasion, and it would be slightly more incredible from a court perspective if you were on the card. You're angling for a fight with Nico Ali, who is the grandson of Muhammad Ali.
Indeed, you know, when I heard that it was going to come to fruition for Katie, that the card was going to happen in Croke Park, you know, kind of, you know, got me excited really, and took me a little while to think about a fight that actually, you know, kind of motivate me to get out of bed early in the morning and go for my runs and get back training. There's not that many fights out there, to be quite honest, that probably would at this stage of my career, really. But I thought Nico Ali sure does. He gets me motivated, you know. The son or the grandson, sorry, of Muhammad Ali. I think it'll be, you know, I think there's a ring to it, you know, and I think it'd be a big public interest in that particular fight. You know, we could do with someone like a car contingent on the card, and help put a few bums on seats. And I think me fighting the son of the great Muhammad Ali, Nico Ali, he's a good fighter. I've watched him. I've been watching him, and I think stylistically it would make for a super fight, me against him, actually.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know a huge pile about him, champ. So what kind of fighter is he?
He's a boxer, you know. He's a kind of a counter puncher. I suppose he's not awfully too unlike his grandfather, I guess. Stylistically, he wouldn't be too unlike him. He would be completely unlike him. He's not like me. I'd be more of a kind of a Joe Frazier come forward fighter, I guess. And I think stylistically, it'd be a great clash. We're both middleweights. You know, he's got the youth on me, and you know, I'm kind of giving away youth to everybody these days anyway. So I think it'll be, stylistically, I think it'll be a really good fight.
Yeah, 100%. I'd love to see you fight in Croke Park. As you said, look, it just there's a certain poetry to the fact that, like, the last professional boxing card was Muhammad Ali in Croke Park, and to have one of Muhammad Ali's, like, grandchildren on the card just makes a lot of sense for me, I suppose, from a romantic kind of point of view. But to have him fight a Cork person, an Irish person on the card, would be fantastic as well.
Definitely, without question. I think, as I say, we put a lot of bums on seats. I'd say we add to the card, and you know, help sell out that massive venue. You know, it's going to be a huge crowd there, obviously. And I think, you know, every angle helps, put more bums on seats. And I think that particular fight would certainly do that.
Yeah, because this is going to be, like, the biggest boxing event to ever have taken place in Ireland, and it looks like there's going to be an absolutely astronomical crowd there as well. So it's an event that nobody's going to want to miss.
Yeah, numerically, it's going to be the biggest anyway, for sure. I mean, the great Muhammad Ali once fought here himself against Al Blue Lewis back in 1972. So I think it's, you know, it's arguably bigger than that. I mean, Katie's the greatest female fighter of all time herself, and she's Irish. So yeah, I think it's probably, you know, fair to say that it's the biggest Irish boxing event in history, and it's going to be a hell of a night.
You fought in some incredible arenas and stadiums. Like, you fought at the O2 Arena, you fought at the T-Mobile Arena in Vegas, you fought at at Upton Park as well, champ. So, I mean, like, Croke Park would obviously just be the pinnacle for you, I'd imagine, like, of all those venues.
It would, yeah. I fought Madison Square Garden. I fought at San Antonio, Texas, at the Animal Dome, 64,000-seater stadium. I was the main event for that against Jaime Munguia. the Mexican world champion, and but I think this one would probably surpass it all for me. And I've known Katie for a long, long time. We trained actually in the same boxing facility above in Dublin, the South Circular Road, the National Stadium. And I don't think I ever. I've certainly never shared a caliber as a professional. I'm not sure back in the amateur days, but there were so many fights back then. And I don't think I did though, but this is her swan song, her very last fight. So it'd be fantastic to to be on the card for her on the undercard, obviously. And it makes it make a great night,
Yeah, it's absolutely what it is. As you say, it just makes a lot of sense to have an Ali on a card in Croke Park, and who better person than you to face them. It'll be, hopefully it does come to pass. It'll be your first fight since October of last year, I suppose. And getting back into ring, as you said, it has to be the right for you, the right fight for you. It has to be something that motivates you, and this is obviously something that will.
Absolutely. There's not, as I said, there's not a great deal of fights out there that would really motivate me at this stage of my career. I mean, I'm in my 19th year. Come 2028, I'll be have full 20 years done as a professional fighter. So I've been there, I've been around the block, I've seen a lot, done a lot. It's not an awful lot of opponents get me that excited. Certainly not as Nico Ali. He's the one for me. And not ordinarily, if we were fighting in just I don't know, Boston or whatever, it would still be a good fight. But to go back and fight him where his grandfather fought, and be only the second time in history there was a boxing match at Croke Park, that guess is the gets me very excited about getting in the ring and sharing the ring with him.
If you were to get this fight in Croke Park, and forgive the abruptness of the question, would you consider then calling it a day with that one final fight in Croke Park?
Guess we'll have to see how the fight goes. I always fancied myself to win. I've watched him. He's a good fighter. I think I can beat him. I never ever went into a fight in my career thinking, that I couldn't win a fight. So I think it's a very competitive fight at this stage of our respective careers. And if he was to beat me, maybe. Well, I guess it would also depend on how exactly he did beat me, if he did beat me. I consider it for sure if I lost, and if I lost, if I was outclassed completely, and I don't think I'd have to call it a day then. But I don't see that. I think I beat him. So I'd foresee myself then going on and into bigger fights yet again.
That doesn't
Well,
sound
not
like
a bigger
it.
fight. I don't know. Is there much bigger than that? But I think I can continue to fight.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're thinking of hanging up the gloves anytime soon anyway. To be
I feel
perfectly honest.
good. I feel good. I feel very capable. I hung a sign there at the end of my stairs. I actually brought it back from the States the last time I was over there. I had to buy a new suitcase, actually, in fact, to get it back. It's a big timber frame sign that says the best is yet to come. I hung it purposely. I had a vision for it. I hung it down the end of my stairs. Every morning I walk down, I look at that sign, and I still believe it, and I think I can beat Nico Ali in Croke Park and still go on to become world champion, I guess time will tell.
That'll be some way to make a statement, right? So what do we have to do to get you on the card? Like, whose attention do we have to get you on this card?
Guess, the promoter Eddie Hearn obviously is the main man in on this event, Brian Peters as well as another man involved. He's Katie's promoter, and they know they're boxing, and they know that I they'll see that it'll make sense to have me fight against Nico Ali. I think it's a no-brainer. Being from Cork and Katie's from Bray, I think it's just think it makes sense,
Would you have had many dealings with any Hearn over the years?
Yeah, I know him. I get on well with him, actually. Pretty nice relationship with him. We've been exchanging a couple of messages over the years via social media, and obviously met him a couple of times. And I think I fought in two promotions with him. One was the Anthony Fitzgerald fight, actually in Dublin. We actually had the Croke Park studio, or whatever it was, for the press conference, actually, in fact, with Anthony Joshua at that time for that fight. And then there was the Eubank fight when I fought Eubank. That was promoted by Matchroom as well. So I've been ringside a couple of times. I was actually ringside with Eddie Hearn. I was sitting beside him for a Katie Taylor fight in Boston, actually. I get on with him and I feel I have a good relationship with him, and he knows about me, and he knows me. Like, I think he knows, I put bums in seats here for sure. Even when I had that fight with Fitzgerald, I mean, it wasn't actually the main event, but realistically, I think it was the fight that sold the event at the Tree Arena at that time. And I'm not saying we're going to sell as many tickets as Katie Taylor, but I think myself and Ali would sell a significant amount.
Fingers crossed. So send a message to Nico Ali now. What you want to say to him?
Let's get along, champ. Let's go, champ. As Shannon Briggs was, I met him there actually at Atlantic City at the Boxing Hall of Fame Awards. Let's go, champ. No respect to Nico Ali. I've saw him there recently. He spoke at the Ali about the Ali Law, like, and he was with Oscar De La Hoya, my former promoter, and he seems a very articulate, good guy, Nico Ali, and he spoke very well. And I've got a lot of respect for him and the Ali family. And actually, funny enough, I became good friends with Evan Holyfield, and he told me he was down in Chicago. I think it was 2023. The messages go back. They were just looking back, browsing back over him there earlier this evening. He said he'd been down in Chicago with the Ali family, and that they'd actually been discussing myself, and that the Ali family are fans of mine, and they think I'm a great throwback fighter. And it was so nice to hear, a guy from Cork, from Mahon, from a council estate, hearing that the Evander Holyfield, the Holyfield family, and the Ali family were speaking about me. I mean, it was a bit surreal, and it'd be an honor to share the ring with an Ali, and it's just nothing but respect there. And we'll have the fight, and we had the best man win, and we'll have a pint of stout after the fight if he fancies it. My choice of stout would probably be a Beamish. He can have the Guinness or whatever he wants.
I'll have to have the Beamish. That's the proper one. So Nico, if you're watching this, we'd love to have you over, and we'd love to see you fight Spike in Croke Park. It'd be an absolutely tremendous occasion. I suppose there's a number of other Cork fighters who'd be loving to get on this card as well. There's so many good professional fighters out of Cork at the moment, but the likes of like Cathal Crowley, Tommy Hyde, Christina Desmond would all be prime candidates, I suppose, to be on the card as well.
Absolutely, and Stephen Cairns. And you know what? I actually hate mentioning anyone because I feel as though I always leave someone out. And boxing has never been stronger, in Cork. There's no question about that. And it's magnificent to see. And there's plenty of candidates there, as you mentioned there yourself. I just feel so bad whenever I forget somebody, so I don't want to. But no, I think they're all relevant candidates for the card. They're all very good fighters, and
Yeah, it'd be absolutely fantastic. And Stephen Cairns is a big fight coming up soon as well, so the very best luck to him as well.
maybe he's fighting at Tree Arena.
Oh, I guess I think, yeah.
The personality card, is it?
Yeah.
Or
So it's yeah,
yeah, he's
best
done
luck.
well. He's with Frank Warren as well,
Yeah.
they're a good promoter there. So yeah, he's
Yeah.
going the right direction,
Yeah,
like a
first
lot
of
of the
all.
other Cork players,
Yep.
so.
First of August against Senan Kelly. So best luck to Stephen Cairns. Champ, look, it's always a pleasure catching up
That's
with
it.
you. And look, this Katie Taylor fight, like this Katie Taylor card, this Katie Taylor event. Like, we had Brian Peters and Katie in the studio during the week, and like Brian Peters is saying, this is going to be a celebration of Irishness. It's going to be absolutely a massive festival occasion. So it'll be fantastic to see that. But it'll also be fantastic to get you on the card, get plenty of Cork jerseys up there supporting you and supporting Katie Taylor as well. So fingers crossed it happens. Brian Peters, if you're watching this, Eddie Hearn, if you're watching this, Nico Ali, if you're watching this, we have a man ready and waiting to put some bums in seats, as we've been saying, in Croke Park. So champ, fingers crossed it happens, man, and thanks for talking to us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
The Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.